Okay, our discussion tonight is going to relate to sugyas in Tamura and Avdala Daf Hey, but it's really a Shas topic, and that is issues in Hafrashas Trumas and Maestras, which we had one shiur related to this last year, but we're going to go from a different angle tonight, and we'll also get into the Kfiya Shem Tevel, which comes up on Daf Hey Mabez, today's Daf. Remember, today the Gemara discussed the mitzvah of Hafrashas Trumas and Maestras, the Isurim. We're in the sugya of Yavin Mahani, Yavin Lo Mahani, the Isur of taking Min Hara Al Hayafa, or Min Mino Al She'eno Mino. Are those Dinim L'Chadchila? Are those Dinim B'diyeved? And like types of mitzvos, and what we'll get back to later, the Mishnah, the Gemara on Daf Hei Mabez, here in Maseches Tumura, discussed the halacha of a Levi going early and taking his Maaser Rishon before the Kohen gets his Truma. And the Gemara was Mechalek that if the Levi goes before the Chiyav of Truma sets in, then he has no Chiyav of Truma. Masha'en Kain, if there was already Gemara Malacha, and then he takes his Maaser Rishon, so then there will still be a Chiyav of Hafrashas Truma. So hopefully, that's what we'll get back to that a little later, but that's what we're going to talk about tonight. The mitzvah of Hafrashas Truma and Maaseris. Those of us who live here in Eretz Yisrael, we could do this a little. We could do this mitzvah, at least partially, not the Nesina LeKohen, but at least the Hafrasha and making a bracha. And those who do not live here, at least get to learn about it, and the lundus and the conceptual analysis of the mitzvah in terms of being a partial kiyum. Okay, we'll start off with the Gemara Maseches Brachas and Daf Lamed Hei Mabez. The Gemara says, and then this will just be by introduction, and we'll take it from there. The Gemara says, right in the middle of the Amud or so. Middle of the Amud. The last word in the line is V'Amar. V'Amar, about the 15th wide line. V'Yamar Rabbi Barchana Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishim Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Loi. Bo Re'eh, Shelo Kedoras HaRishonim Doras HaAchronim. The earlier generations, they were unbelievable. Oh, well, our generations are much lower. What does that mean? Why were they so great in the earlier generations? Doros harishonim hayumachnisin perosehen derach traximon kedei lachayven b'maiser. In the earlier generations, they used to bring their fruit straight in through the front door in order to make sure that there was a chiyuv of maiserus in order that they had to be mafresh. Because that's the halacha, only if there's re'iyas p'nei abayis. If I bring my grain in the usual, common way, that's when there's a chiyav of trumas and maaseris. Daras ha'achronim, but what do we do? The later generations, machnisin, peruseyan, deragagos, derachatzeros, derachapifos, we bring the grain into the house, through the roofs, through the yards, kedei lapatra min ha'maaser. To get out of maaser, to patra ourselves from maaser. Because there is no re'iyas p'nei abayis. It has to go straight through. If it doesn't go straight through, then ma'aser, there's no mitzvah. To Amar Rabbi Yannai, ain't a tevel, mischayv in ma'aser, ashayir p'nei abayis. As Rabbi Yannai says, tevel is not chayv in ma'aser until it sees p'nei abayis. We'll get back to that lashon b'ezras Hashem later. Tevel is only chayv in ma'aser later. Shneimar biarti hakodesh b'nei abayis, v'Rabbi Yochanan afilu chatzer kovas, v'chulu. So we see from this Gemara that the Gemara praises those who put themselves into the situation of Trumas or Maaseris. Anyone who does that, that is considered praiseworthy by the Gemara. And those who try to get out of the Chiyuv of Trumas and Maaseris, so that's looked down upon. That's the Doras HaAchronim. So our first question that we're going to deal with is, so why is it so, why is it such a praise, it's such a shevach, that the Doras HaRishonim put themselves into the situation? What's the shevach? So they didn't do the mitzvah, they didn't do the mitzvah. They weren't eating tevel. So first we're going to analyze what type of quote-unquote mitzvah is the mitzvah of a parshas Trumas or Maaseris. And part two will be, we'll get into at the end, the discussion of when does the status of tevel really start. So we'll start with the mitzvah of a parshas Trumas or Maaseris. So we start off with a machlokas achronim. The achronim are the ones that made this sugi exciting. And we'll touch on one source that we discussed last year, in last year's Shir of Hafrashas Trumas or Maaseris, but we're really not, it's going to be a totally different aspect that we're going to talk about tonight. We'll start off with a Shulchan Aruch and a Taz in Yeridea. Shulchan Aruch says in Siman Aleph in Yeridea in Hilchas Shechita, Hashomeya ve'eno medaber. If somebody is able to hear, but he can't speak, he's mute. He's not able to speak. Is he allowed to shecht? What's wrong with shechting? Right, you just have to know how to do it. You have to know how to do the cut. The problem is, though, that you can't make a bracha. Am I allowed to do a mitzvah where lechadchila I will not be able to make a bracha? Because a bracha, one has to be hashma la'aznav. I have to be able to hear what I say. So says the Shulchan Aruch, Hashemei Aveinu Medaber, Imhu Mumche Shochet Afilu Lechatchila. If he's an expert Shochet, he's allowed to Shadiva Lechatchila Im Achem Avarech. As long as someone else makes the bracha. Someone else can make the bracha. Amen is not Ma'akev B'di'eved. It's Lechatchila, it's supposed to say Amen, but it's not Ma'akev B'di'eved. So therefore, one should shecht in this way, only if Acher is Mavarech. The Machlokes on this Shulchan Aruch is the Acher who's being Mavarech also shechting an animal? That's not clear in the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says, if somebody else makes the bracha, I could shecht. So the Shach says, of course. On the left side, the Shach says, V'davke sheha Acher shochet. Gamkein. Halav achi eniyoch levarech. He quotes that from early. He says, only if the Acher is also doing the mitzvah. If the Acher is not doing the mitzvah, so then you wouldn't be able to. And the Taz argues. Doesn't say that in the Shulchan Aruch. Doesn't say that the Acher has to make the bracha. So the question is, sorry, doesn't say that the other person who's shechting has to make the bracha. Right? The Shomei Aveinu Medaber is not making the bracha. So what's the svara for this? Why? Well, who is the burden of proof on? The burden of proof on the Shach or on the, as we'll see, the Taz. The Taz says, the Shulchan Aruch just says, Acher Mevarech. If somebody else makes the bracha, then he doesn't have to be shechting. Who's the burden of proof on?
Shach.
So Lechor, you would say it's the Shach. Why?
How you read it.
Because, and, first of all, textually, but what about Svara? What about Misvara? Who's the burden of proof on? I would still say the Shach. Why? We have a principle of Arvus. We have a principle of the, whenever, by Berachas HaMitzvah, so we always say, if you're doing the mitzvah, I can make the bracha for you. If it's a Berachas HaNenin, then the Shach is right. If I'm not eating the orange, then I can't make a Ha'etz for you. But by every Berachas HaMitzvah, I can make a, right, let's say by shofar, right, let's say there's a women shofar blowing after davening. So a one woman should make the lechatchila, should make the bracha for all the women, and the man blows the shofar. Okay, you want to say that's shmia. The bracha is, the mitzvah is shmia, so maybe that's not a good example. What about Megillah? What about, anytime you have theoretically somebody else can make a bracha, that's the principle of Arbus. Yatsa motzi. Right, so there, even if the mitzvah is not being done by the mevarech. Yeah? When is one of the case?
The
Acher is also doing the mitzvah.
The Acher is doing the mitzvah. Yeah,
when do you ever have a case where the Acher is making a bracha?
I'm saying
that's the case of Megillah. Unless you say, let's say, if women are also making the bracha and it's the mitzvah Shmiah there too. Right, okay. But either way, let's see the Taz. The Taz gives its own svara though. The Taz here on the bottom, very important Taz. The Taz discusses, four lines from the bottom. V'yem kin kasha. Lamli lo yivarech acher b'truma v'shchita. Why should there be a difference? So v'nire, so he's quoting earlier sources. Actually, let's just start from the bottom. Avol ela de b'shchita nire taimo de acher mevarech shapir. Somebody else can make the bracha. Even if I'm not doing the mitzvah. Maybe there are limitations like what you're saying, that it should be something, some way linked to the Maisa HaMitzvah. Says the Taz, no, here, it's not a regular Berachas HaMitzvah. The Berachas HaShchita, Eina Ba'a Al HaShchita Atzma. The Ha'ein Chiyuv L'Shchita, Im Eino Rotzo Lechol. The Bracha of Al HaShchita, it sounds like a Berachas HaMitzvah. It looks like a Berachas HaMitzvah. Asher K'nishanu B'Mitzvot V'Tzivanu Al HaShchita. It sounds like a berachah mitzvah, but it's not. Ella ikar hakavana lase shevach lamakom baruchu ashal aser lanu achilas baser below shchita. It's a shevach v'hodah. Shevach v'hodah, anybody can make the bracha. Upa zevada, I call Yisrael shayach ba'usa bracha. Sharei al kulam yish iser ella sheimakom levarich shevach ze ella b'shash shchita shum behema. It's just that Chazal said don't make this bracha except in the context of a mitzvah. There are various examples. We had a shiur about this a couple of weeks ago about a bracha on a chalos mitzvah, but it might also be called a bracha, berachas shevach, done in the context of a mitzvah. Says the Taz, that's al hashchita. Though it looks like, it sounds like, it smells like a berachas mitzvah, it's not. After all, you have no chiyuv to shecht. If you want to shecht, you have to acknowledge that we are different in Baruch Hashem. We have hilchas kashrus. That's it. Dugma ledavar. Shazachar Beis Yosef B'Simen Reis Lamachay B'Shem Rabbeinu Tam, says the Taz, what's a similar example? Birchas Lahachniso. Birchas Lahachniso Rabbeinu Shalom Marvinu. Bibris Shehi Shelach Odoya B'chol Shoah Kedusha Zu Ayin Sham. That's why the father can make the bracha of Lahachniso, while the moel is the one that's doing the mitzvah. Anybody can make the bracha of Lahachniso. Bezdin can make the bracha of Lahachniso in certain cases. And that's what you can say for those Rishonim who say that marriage is not a mitzvah, that the Misara Kedushin is the one that says the bracha of Etzivon al Arayos Vasalon Asarusos Vachulu, because that's the bracha Shevach. Says the Taz, the bracha of Shechita, Achim Mevarech, no problem, even if the Achim is not Shechting against the Shach. Why? Not because it's a birchas hamitzvah which I can make for you. No. But it's a birchas shevach v'hodah, and therefore anybody can make it. What's important for us though now is he throws in a contrast. Aval ba'afrashas truma havi ikar habracha al mitzvah hafrasha lo al iser achilas tevel. The brach on hafrashas truma, the ikar is on the hafrasha, not on the iser of eating tevel. Shaharei, here's the key line. Mitzvah hafrasha chiv alav, afilu im eino rotze lecho min atfua adayin. Even if I have no interest in eating the tfua, I have a mitzvah to be mafresh. So therefore, says the Taz, that bracha is connected to that mitzvah. That is a chiv gavra on the person. Im kein havi mitzvah zos kishar mitzvahs. It's a mitzvah like all mitzvahs. Kivan she'in hu chiv begufa lasos kein. Def shalucha ma'idei shliach. And since you don't have a chiv to do this yourself, you can do it through a shliach. Lo nechalik ha mitzvah v'abracha zemizeh. So we shouldn't be mechalik between the mitzvah and the bracha. Ela hatoreim yivarech. It relates to something he said earlier before we started. But either way, what's important for us that comes out of the Taz is the mitzvah of hafrashas trumas and maaseres has nothing to do with getting your field mesukan and removing the shame tevel, because even if you have no reason, you don't plan on eating it. The Taz says, this is still a mitzvah of hafrasha.
Only if you bring it in your house.
Right. Sorry?
Right.
Only if you
bring it in your house.
Right.
Only
can
if you,
leave,
you...
Did
you have gemar malachi? So we're going to... So we're going to get to that. Is the Taz only saying... It doesn't sound that way. Is the Taz only saying, once you have Gemar Malacha, and now it's a shame tevel and you can't even snack from it, which we'll talk about a little later? So he says, Shai Mitzvah Zafraj Achiv Alav Afilu Meir Rotsa Lechem Minatvua Adayin. Right. Not yet. You can want it in 6 months, but right now is the mitzvah. The Achronim, the way the later Achronim understand the Taz, you're right, that word Adayin sounds like maybe eventually, would the Taz say, if you never have in mind to eat it? That's how Achronim understand it. Right. What if you did Gemar Malacha though, and now you have no intention of eating it? Separate from the fact that Takala, you don't want to leave Tevel lying around. Reading the Taz closely, one could suggest that the Taz is not going as far as some of the later Achronim that we'll see understand him. But it sounds like, but it can be read if you read it in a little more flexible way, separate from the Isser Tevel, there's a Mitzvah Safrasha. That for sure he's saying. If you're never going to eat it, is there still a mitzvah? That we don't know. But look what the Rabbi Kiva Eger says, right here on the Taz. Rabbi Kiva Eger says, Shari Mitzvah Safrasha, where it's underlined. Lo Matzasi Zeh. I never found this. Dibipshuto hu rak kisharotza lachlo. Atzer acha hifra shruma. No, the mitzvah is only when you want to eat it. When you want to eat the tevel, you want to eat the grain, you have a mitzvah of fresh, you don't have in mind to eat it yet, maybe you'll never eat it, there's no mitzvah. Ubimugin Avram, Reisim and Ches, Kakasav Linyin Chala, Ayin Sham, Vahachanami Betruma. Look at the Mugin Avram and Simon Ches, he says it about Chala. Chala? Simon Ches? What's the Mugin Avram talking about there? Chala? So let's see. Hilchasisis. The Magen Avraham and Hilchas Tzitzis relates to our issue. The Shulchan Aruch says, on page 4 now, Shulchan Aruch says, Yis'atif bat tzitzis v'yavarech me'umad. As we know, we're supposed to put on our tzitzis, and our talis standing, and make the bracha standing. Make the bracha standing. All birchas hamitzvah. This is the source for it. This is the first time in Shulchan Aruch comes up. We're supposed to make the birchas hamitzvah standing. Even if we do a mitzvah sitting, for example, Shloshim Yom Lefeachak, 2.5 weeks, we'll be hearing the Megillah. No matter if one sits down for Kriyas HaMegillah, but for the brachas, one has to stand up. Because that's a birchas hamitzvah. Every birchas hamitzvah. Sfiras HaOmer. We learn from Kama and Koma. So says the, unless there's a mitigating circumstance, Kiddush, Kfiyah for various reasons, if there are other personal elements to the mitzvah that's telling one to sit for the bracha, then fine. But otherwise, the rule is that we stand for a berachas mitzvah. So the Magen Avraham says, Mu'umad, on the left side, Pirish, Habracha v'ha'atifa shteyon yu b'amida, v'ibo shemi b'amida, v'tsarech iyun, I have a problem, to be yaradeya reisim in shin chavches mashma demutul avarach miyushav v'hu mishnah shleima. If you look in shin chavches, that's hilchas afrashas chala. If you look there, and it's based on a mishnah mesechas chala, you can make the bracha sitting down. So, do you make the bracha as a mitzvah? Why? By the shulchan, there's a shulchan aruch paskin by tzitzis. You can make the bracha, you must make the bracha standing up. And by afrashas chala, he says you can make it sitting down. Yeshlomar, to hafrashas chala, eino mitzvah kol kach. Hafrashas chala isn't labeled as such a mitzvah. De eino osa ela letakein ma'achalo. Dumya de shchita kanal. Ein mashak zafti tafkuf pehe. What does the Magen Avraham say? Hafrashas chala is not really a mitzvah. What would we call it? A matir. It allows you to eat your dough. But it's not a mitzvah in the regular sense. When do you have to stand up for a birchas hamitzvah by a bona fide strong mitzvah? Tzitzis, tefillin, lulav, shofar, megillah, by all those. D'oraisa or d'rabbanan. Chala. It's just a matir, we would call it. It's just to allow you to eat. So says the Magen Avraham, one does not need to stand up for that bracha. It's amazing. You might have said that chiluk, but not having the application of the bracha. But that's what the Magen Avraham says. Let me just finish the point. And then, so if we take a step back, Rabbi Kiva Eger is meir and points out that this Magen Avraham is against our Taz. Machlokes, Magen Avraham and the Taz, how do we look at the mitzvah of, if we compare, which might be machali, but for now we're not going to. If we compare Hafrashas Chala and Hafrashas Truma, the Magen Avraham is by Hafrashas Chala, the Taz is by Hafrashas Truma and Maestros. But if you compare them, we have enough machlokas here. What type of mitzvah is it? Is there some significance to the mitzvah separate from its result of what it does for me or not? The Taz says, yes, it is. Even if you have no intention of eating right now, there's a mitzvah to do it. If you never have an intention of eating, okay, maybe it doesn't go that far. But if you don't have intention of eating, still it's a separate mitzvah, and that's why it's a birchas hamitzvah, contrast to shchita and to erusin. Mashenki, the Magen Avraham says, no, it is a matir, it's a low-level mitzvah, and therefore you can even make the bracha sitting down in terms of the halacha. Yeah.
No, I mean, are you talking about the result, the fact that you can eat, or the result, the fact that the purpose of the mitzvah is that the coin of the lady can receive it? Because that's
so we're not even focusing on...
That's clearly the difference with shchita, that there's no mitzvah purpose in the result. Here there's a halachic mitzvah purpose in the
right,
result.
So maybe we'll touch on that a little later, but you're bringing in, what about the nesina element, the next step of giving it to the kohen? So at least the Ram...
You know, the only reason you're doing it is to give it to the kohen.
Is that true? What's the ikker in the process? Is the ikker... What if you never give it to the kohen? So you made a bracha, you make the bracha on the hafrasha. You don't make a bracha on the nesina. Is that just because you make a bracha at the beginning of the process? That was last year's shir. That was, is the ikr, the hafrasha, the nesina, or both, or two halves? The Rambam only counts one mitzvah. And you make the bracha on the hafrasha. We'll touch on that Rambam a little later. But that's 100% a point to be reckoned with, and that is, how does the nesina play out into this discussion?
And what if you don't do nesina?
You made the bracha, it was a bracha levatala? No, it wasn't a bracha levatala. If you're a bar al hafresh, now bisman hazeh. We're not doing the mitzvah of bisman hazeh. When we're throwing it in the garbage. We're making the bracha. If we wouldn't be doing the mitzvah, we wouldn't be making the bracha. We don't make a bracha for a zecher. Right? So there has to be a mitzvah that we're doing. We're just not doing the second half. Okay. If you look at the Vilna Gaon, the Gra right here on the bottom of the page, the Gra does not like this Magen Avraham, and he seems to be in the Taz mentality. V'ayin magen Avram shehiksha, right? He quotes she'in right chala the chala ha'isha yoshevus v'chulu, and he quotes v'divrei magen Avram shekasav shechala eina mitzvah. That the magen Avram said this dvarav ein lahem shachar. There's no morning. There's no light for these words. And in classic Gra style, he quotes one line of a Gemara. And we got to look it up to figure out what the Gemara is talking about and what's the Raya. V'halo asur la... It's missing... It's cut off one line. One word. Asur la'asos isaso kavin. You can't make your isa kavin. Little pieces. What is that talking about? We'll see. V'yamrin b'veragimel d'psachim. My daitech l'chumra chumra dasi l'dekula. What's he quoting? He's quoting the Gemara that I gave you on the next page. The Gemara in Psachim on Daf Mem Ches. Again, the Gra just quotes one line. We don't know what he's talking about unless we look it up. So the Gemara in Psachim Daf Mem Ches Mabez, that's on page 5. Amar of Yosef, right on top. Hani Nashi Didan, our women. Our women are so righteous, says Rav Yosef. Nahu Glamefa Kapiza Kapiza Lapischa. They used to use dough, a tiny, tiny amount of dough when they baked for Pesach, they wanted to make sure there was no chashash chimutz, so they just used very, very small amounts of dough. See Rashi on the left side. Noag lemeifa bepiska kapiza kapiza shloshes lugin lechumra l'shomer menachimutz, to make sure it didn't become chametz. Amar le'Abaya, my daitech. Abaya says, this is tzidkus, this is righteousness lechumra. Chumra does it de kula. No! This is a chumra that leads to a kula. Why? To kamafka la mechala. Because by doing it in such small amounts, you are preventing and not doing the mitzvah of a fresh chala. There's no mitzvah of a fresh chala when it's tiny little amounts. Right? So says Abaya, it's a chumra does it de kula. The Gra is quoting this line as a kasha on the Magen Avram. Why? Because what do you see from here? If it was only, if Afrash's Shuma was only a Matir, then here, what's the problem? It's only a Matir, so here you're not doing the Mitzvah, but there's no problem, there's no Chiyuv. The Gra says, what do you see from here? It's not just a Matir. You see from here that it's a Mitzvah. And they're losing the chance. They're losing the chance to do a Mitzvah. This sounds like the Taz. And the Gra backs up the Taz based on this Gemara in Psachim. Coming full circle, just to what we started off with, Rav Schechter points out that the Gemara in Brachas, back on page 1, what did the Gemara say? The Gemara praised the Doros HaRishonim. Doros HaRishonim, they were great, they brought the grain straight through their house, Re'ias Pnei Abayas, and therefore they should be praised. But we bring it through the roof, we bring it, right, to get out of, so it never has Re'ias Pnei Abayas, it's never in the Parsha of Chiyuv. Rav Schechter says just the Pashas of the Gemara sounds like a Tas. Because if it was just a Matir, then what's the big deal? We're praising Doros HaRishonim. No. So they didn't get it. So we don't get into the Chiyuv. We don't get to do the Mitzvah. We're not doing anything wrong. So the sense that we get from the Gemara, the fact that the Gemara brings this as a praise of Doros HaRishonim, Doros HaRishonim, it sounds like that it is a Mitzvah and not just a Matir. That's Rav Schechter's Ha'ara on that Gemara. One other ha'ara that Rav Schechter makes in a shir, and that is if you look to the next page on page 7, Rav Schechter points out that there's another halacha that tips us off that it's a mitzvah and not just a matir, and that is there's a rule that Tosfos says in Maseches Nida, which Be'ez Hashem will do in the Daf Yomi in a couple of months. The Tosfos says in Maseches Nida that when it comes to a matir, there's never lechatchila b'dievetz. That idea only applies by mitzvos. By a mitzvah, you can do a mitzvah in a lechatchila way and a b'dievet way. By a matir, it either is matir or it's not matir. There's no lechatchila way of doing a matir and a b'dievet way of doing a matir. Right? Either it works or it doesn't work. And therefore, that's what Tosfos says by mikvah. By dunking in a mikvah. What, you should go to the mikvah like this b'dievet, not. No. There is this a chatzitza? Is it not a chatzitza? It's not a chatzitza l'chatchila. We might have a minhag to remove even more than we have to, but it's not because without that, you know, it's more of a mitzvah. No, there's a basic skeleton of halachas that we need for the matir, and that's a matir period. Everything else we might add for a mitzvah element, but the matzir element, there's no difference. Luka Tosva says on the first wide line, V'yesh lomar, de'ein svara gavi tzvila, shalot pi the Torah el shiyitar ha'adam. The Torah is makbid that the person becomes tar. V'yein lomar de lechadchila liba'i. You shouldn't say lechadchila you need. Talking about bias mayim, water getting in. The kiva de b'di'evet tar, lechadchila nami loba'i v'tar lo tzvila. When it comes to a matzah like tevila, you can't be machalic like that. Aval bila, but a mitzvah like mixing the oil and the flour for a carbon mincha, umikra bikurim, vechalitza, interesting, that's the topic of a separate shir, mitzvos ninu, hilkach lechachila le'evid. Mitzvahs have a distinction, and matirim don't. Says of Shechter, by Afrash Hashem and Maestros, there are lechachila ways of doing it, but the evid ways of doing it. There's minha mukaf, there's but we have on today's daf min ara la yafe, right? Min al sheilomino. So some of these are halachas b'di'evet, some of these are only lachachila. Because there's lachachila, the way to do it, so that also tips us off that it seems to be a mitzvah and not just a matir. Okay, that is all part one that we wanted to discuss tonight. Now we get to part two. Part two. As we said before, I gave you another Gemara, right? Gemara in Brachas Laman Aleph. This is just a fascinating Gemara, just as an aside. The Gemara here is talking about, you see the two dots above where it's underlined. Tana Rabbanan. Ein omdim lehispala lo mitoch din, v'lo mitoch dvar halacha, ele mitoch halacha psuka. Somebody learns before davening that I'm supposed to have an Ian shear right before they daven. Because halavai, they'll be thinking about the rugged shover during davening, so therefore they won't be able to concentrate. That's going to be on our minds. Right? Or we'll be thinking about the Tosas, it'll be on our minds. So that's why we're supposed to learn something straight, easy, not so, pulling before davening. So that's what the Gemara says. Halacha psuka, something clear cut. What's an example of halacha psuka? So the Gemara gives three examples. One from Taris, one from Kutchim, and one from Zroim. You might have said halacha psuka, tell me, like, you say Kriya Shema twice a day. But no, halacha psuka, Taris, right, we have the Chumrah de Reb Zera, Batipas Tam Kachardol, and Kachim, Halacha Bapsuli and Magdashim, and this Halacha of Zroim. Just the Ha'ara. So what's the Halacha? Right in the middle now, Rav Oshia says, Marim Adam Al Tfuasa, Umachnisim Mochala. If a person wants to, quote unquote, beat the system, they could bring in the grain in the chaff, without doing Gemar Malacha outside of one's house, like it's usually done, and then bring it into the silos, into the barns. Why? Because there won't be proper Gemar Malacha, and in this way, Kedeshit Behem to Ocheles, your animal will be able to eat it. Your animal is considered what we call Achilas Arai. It's not called a fixed eating. Upaturana Meiser. Well, Meiser, what's the Gemara telling us? That there is only a Chiyuv of Hafrashas Chumusu Meiseris, if there is Gemar Malacha, and then Re'ias Panei Abayis. You finish it, you smooth out, whatever you did, and then you bring it in, so that is where there is Gemar Malacha. Right? That's what Rashi says right here. Brachas Laman Aleph. Shein Mischaya B'Maiser Min HaTorah, Ela B'Re'ias Panei Abayis, Umi Shenimrach B'Kri. Only after those two. Aval Lefnei Miruach, Ein Re'ias Panei Abayis Kobato. But if I didn't prepare it properly, I didn't smooth it out in the piles, that's what Meiruach is, then Rias Panei Abayis does not work. Rias Panei Abayis only works afterwards. Good. Continuing for a moment, what is the halacha before this, before one brings it into their house? So what's the halacha? One is allowed to eat Achilas Arai and not Achilas Keva. One could go under their banana tree and eat a banana without taking off Chumas and Maestras. That's Achilas Arai. Could I have a whole meal under my banana tree? No. V'rabbanan, continuing the Rashi, V'rabbanan hu da'asir Achilas Keva b'davar shel nigmar malachto. On a Doraisa level, you need Rias, you need Gemar Malacha, and then bring it in, into one's house. But on a D'rabbanan level, even without that, there's an issur of eating it Achilas Keva, a set meal. And we know some things are Kovela Maestras, Shabbos, and Chatzer, and Bishol, a couple of other things, six things the Rama mentions in Hilchas Maaser. But this is what the Halach is. That's what you can give it to your animal, because that's called Achilas Arai. Question. Why Mida Oraisa are we able to eat before Gemar Malacha and Rias Panei Abayis? What would be the formulation that you would suggest? Why are you allowed to eat it? Because Pashtus is because it's not Tevel yet. Right? It's not Tevel. Tevel is Usser. Beat Misa B'nei Shemaim if I eat Tevel. It must be that when does it get a shame Tevel? This is the most pshutel shel ha-halacha. It doesn't get a shame Tevel until there's Meruach and Rias B'nei Abayis. Before then, I'm allowed to eat it on a Daraisa level. No, I can eat it however I want. I can even have a meal with Midaraisa. Why? Because it's not Tevel yet. It's not called Tevel once it grows. It's called Tevel once I process it and bring it into my house. That's the Pashtus. That's what I would have said. And that's what many Rishonim seem to say. The question then is, though, why then did the Rabbanan make this distinction? Right? You could eat it Arai, but not Keva. What? Do we have any other Isser Rabbanan that fits this model? Right, chicken and milk, you're not a snack on. You just can't have a meal of it. No. Where else do we have such an Isser Rabbanan? Oh, only Achilas Keva is also, not Achilas Arai. Why?
It sounds like a
Sukkah.
No, but it sounds like a Sorry.
Sukkah, that's in terms of a mitzvah. That's the rice laws. That's because that's eating and that's not eating. That's called Teshuva Kein Taduru. You snack outside your house, you're allowed to snack outside your sukkah, yeah?
No, it sounds like the gzera that you know...
Gzera?
No, but the... Because you're basically picking all the tefuah for achilas keva in general.
So if you're eating...
If I do, but my usual achilas keva is pnei abayis.
So you're saying gzera. Okay, so if you have a whole meal under the tree, you might come to have a whole meal in your house without being mafresh.
No, I don't want the person to do
Achilas Keva, I'm saying, because it's a Gzeira.
I don't want him to get around never being Mafresh Teva.
Never. Yeah. Okay, so just this is just as an impetus to help him to make sure.
Because otherwise, again, he's the Chovah is on the Rias Habayis, which
okay.
is Teva.
Okay, fine. So it's some type of Gzeira. There's two very important questions, though, which might lead us to a totally different understanding of this halacha. And that is the Gemara that just came up in Tzmura today. Daf Hey. It also comes up in Beitza on the next page of your packet. Beitza on Daf Yud Gimel Mabez. We know the halacha is that we learned today a Levi who, very early in the process, before the Chiyuv kicks in, a Levi is Hikdimu Bishibolin. A Levi goes and takes his Maaser Rishon very early. Right? Before there's a Chiyuv, before Gemar Malacha, he is Pater from Truma Gedola. Pater from Truma Gedola. The question is, what does that mean? That was a good hafrasha. Meaning, if the Levi takes it, the Yisrael gives it to the Levi, hikdimu b'shibolin, it's a good hafrasha. You're able to be mafresh, you're able to declare it, ma'aser rishon, even before Gemara Malacha. That's what we learn from that Gemara. And the chiluk is, you know, if it's so early, you don't need to take a tehu apshuma gadola. But one second, it's not Tevel yet. You're allowed to be mafresh before it's Tevel and it works? Meaning, the hafrasha not only can remove a shame tevel if it's done in the normal time later on, but there's some type of hafrasha that can be done even to prevent the shame tevel from kicking in. That's what you get from this Gemara in Beitza. Amar Shem ben Lakish, Maaser Rishon Shehekdimu B'Shibolin, Pater Mitruma Gedola. Maaser Rishon, which one is takes early, so you're Pater Mitruma Gedola. What does that mean? It means it's a good hafrasha. Before Gemara Malacha, that's for sure. Before Gemara Malacha, because later on the Gemara says once Idgin takes place, Hikdimu B'Kri. Kri is when there's Gemara Malacha. Hi Idgin, hi low Idgin. It's before Gemara Malacha, 100%. So the question is,
clearly before
Rias B'nei Abayis, we just said if you don't have Gemara Malacha, Rias B'nei Abayis won't help anyway. But there's no, yeah, it's in the field. A Levi goes out in the field and takes Maaser Rishon. The Gemara says it works. So that's very interesting. So there could be a hafrasha to remove a shame tevel, which is done later, or there could be a hafrasha that prevents shame tevel.
What if the person or the Levi takes it once it's in Pnei Abayis?
Once it had Gemar Malachim Rias Pnei Abayis, then the Levi can't take it. He has to give Truma Gedola from that.
Right.
If he took it too early, it'd be Truma Gedola. But either way, that's not what we're not focusing on that. But the question is, you see from here that there can be two types of hafrashas. There could be a hafrasha to remove, which is when it's normally done later, and an hafrasha to prevent. The question is, are there any differences between those two? Is there a difference between being mafresh after or being mafresh earlier? Let's say a Yisrael just wants to get it over with. He's in the field. He's like, I don't want to worry about it. I know I'm not chayev yet, but you know what? Here, Kohen, take your truma gadolah. Here, Levi, take your Maaser Rishon. Is there anything wrong with that? So there's a parallel by Hafrashas Chala. If you look in the Rambam and the Ravid, Hilchas Bikurim, and we're going to have right now three Ravid Rambams Lashitasams. I heard part of this from a shiur from Rabbi Sachs many years ago, but it's a beautiful ha'ara about Lashitasam Machlokas Rambam Ravid. The Rambam says in Hilchas Bikurim that just like there's something called Gemar Malacha in Tevua, there is a moment in time by Hafrashas Chala too that there's a chiv of Hafrashas Chala. When is that? The kneading. Before the dough, before the flour gets the water, there's no chiyuv yet. When is there a chiyuv of hafrashas challah? Once I add the water to the dough and it starts being mixed. Once it becomes a dough, emasai mafrishin challah, says the Rambam. Kisheyitin hamayim v'yisarif hakemach b'mayim mafrish challah mitchilas davar shenilosh shenema reishis arisos echem. Right away, the Rambam says that right after you add the water, right, even after it's before it's needed, right? It says right when Yisarif Hakemach B'mayim says the Ravid Amar Avram Ein Yafel Lasos Kain Ela Im Kain Asa Harekiim Reishes Ariso Sechem She Nechsheves Isa, says the Ravid. It works, but it's not as good. The Ravid says I should wait till after the Chiyuv kicks in. The Shas Gilgal Ha'isa, when it's needed, and then be Mafresh. Even though I'll agree that an early Afrasha would work. And the Rambam makes no such distinction. The Rambam says you can be Mafresh, Chala, even before the Chiyuv of Chala. We're not poskening right now. But it's a Rambam Ravid. So what's the Nekudas HaMachlokas? Why would I say that it's better to wait? And why would I say why? It's a Gadol Mesuma V'yosa. Why would I say it's better to wait? The Ravid said it's better to wait to do the Afrasha after, and the Rambam says it makes no difference. Why? So, Rabbi Sachs suggested maybe it's based on the machlokas we discussed last year, but I gave it to you again right here in source number 4, and that is, how many mitzvahs are there, your question from before, in Hafrasha and Nesinas Truma? The Rambam counts one mitzvah. Hafrasha and Nesina. It's one mitzvah. To be Mafresh Truma. That's what the Rambam says. He discusses it in the 12th Shorish. It's one mitzvah. And the Ramban argues. The Ramban said it should be two mitzvahs. Should be a maisah. It's two things. You separate, and you have a nesina. You have a hafrasha and a nesina. And the Ramban says, I'll give you examples where you can isolate the factors. What about a kohen? A kohen does his own hafrasha, then he eats it. So he has a hafrasha without a nesina. But it's still a mitzvah. So you can have a hafrasha without a nesina. You can have a nesina without a hafrasha sometimes also. So the Ramban says, it's two separate mitzvahs. Why does the Rambam only count it as one? So there are various answers given. We're just going to focus on one right now, which helps us out. If you look in the Megillas Esther, on page 5, the Megillas Esther says, V'hanira li, where the arrow is, Shehanocho g'devri arav, Shalochilek mitrama tovlam l'shein al sheinam tovlam, Ela b'kulon yish lanu lomar, Ki ma shalokeach ha-kohen ma sheyish lo l'kachas, Hu chelek mi ha-mitzvah. The Kohen getting it is a major part of the mitzvah. V'lo yavo b'minyan, shari kol zman shalo nasan lo chelko, lo yasi dechavas v'mashet siva. The real mitzvah is the nesina, says the Megillas Esther and the Rambam. You know why he doesn't count it separately from the hafrasha? The hafrasha is, look at his beautiful lashon on line 7. She'ein limnos ha-hafrasha mi'atshuma v'maiser chal mitzvah achas, v'nesina l'mitzvah acheres. Don't count them separately. Ki anesina l'kohen, he chelek v'siyum mitzvahs hafrasha. Right? Nesina is just finishing up the hafrasha. It's all one process. Don't separate it. And he continues. Shebe'eshehu ikra mitzvasam shu mitzvahs anesina. He says it's all about the nesina. He says, why is there no the formulation of the bracha? But either way, the Megillas Esther says the hafrasha is basically tchilas nesina. Giving it to the Kohen. He says even if you don't end up giving it to the Kohen, you do lack an aspect. And maybe Bizman Azeh, we're not doing the full mitzvah that we could do. That we can't do a Bizman Azeh. but suggest the Megillas Esther for the Rambam. The Rambam says Nesina is the Iker Mitzvah. Hafrasha is just getting to the Nesina. If that's true, what does the Ramban hold? The Ramban who counts two separate mitzvahs? No, there's two. There's significance to the Hafrasha as well. There's Chashivas to the Hafrasha as well. Suggests Rabbi Sachs, maybe that explains the Rambam in Rivet before. The Rambam holds that the Nesina is the Iker. Hafrasha, what's Hafrasha? That's just being Matir the Tevel. That's Matir. But the Iker is the Nesina. That's why he says it makes no difference whether the Hafrasha comes earlier or later. It doesn't matter if it's the Hafrasha of prevention of Tevel or the Hafrasha of removing Tevel. It makes no difference. It's all about the Nesina. That's the Iker. Masha'en Kane, the Ramban may be lined up with the Ravid. There's significance to the Hafrasha. The Hafrasha is a mitzvah, not just a matir. Relating back to our first half of our discussion. And if that's the case, that's what the Ravid says, there's a lachanchila way of doing it and a b'dyavad way of doing it. The best way is to remove the shame tevel. That's the lachanchila. Okay, the other way will work, b'dyavad. But that's why there would be a machlokes, how to do the Hafrasha, if you think the Hafrasha is significant, then there's a better way to do it and a less better way to do it.
Then what is the b'dyavad? What's b'dyavad according to the Ravid?
What's the b'dyavad? It's a good question. I'm saying, why is that b'dyavad? You might say,
what happens at that point? Let's say you don't do anything further to the dough. You don't get it to the next stage.
That's a good question. I don't have a full answer to that. Meaning, so why is it? Why is it better? The fact that it is better reflects that it's a mitzvah, not just a matir. Because he says there's a better way to doing it and a less better way of doing it. But why should it be better to remove than to prevent, maybe because this mitzvah has a matir element to it. And prevention doesn't allow it to do what it was created to do and what it can do. Right? Maybe matir is showing its full power, halachically. And prevention, it's easier to prevent something than to get rid of something and to be mafkiya something. So that's a suggestion. Maybe that's why it's, to have it have it later, that's more... It's more powerful. Another Rambam Ravid Lishitaso. If you look, this is a machlokes that has come up many, many times in our discussions in Daf Yomi and elsewhere, and that is, what is Chayiv in Shumas Umaisos Midaraisa? Major machlokes comes up 10, 15 times in Shas. Rashi and Tosfos all over Shas say, Doraisa is only Dagon Tirosh V'Yitzhar. That's it. Oranges or chayiv and shumas maisos midrabanan, according to Rashi and Tosfos. Right? Only dagon, grains, tirosh, and yitzar. Right? Only wine and oil. Right? Grapes and olives. That's it. That's only daraisa. The Rambam holds all fruit are daraisa. Oranges, apples, all fruit are daraisa, shumas and maisos. Major nafkamina, major machlokas. That's the Rambam in Hilchos Shumas, which I gave you on the next page, on page 6. But Rashi and Tosfos say all over that it applies only to Dagon, Tirosh, V'Yitzhar. But then there's a middle opinion. There's a middle opinion of the Ravid. The Ravid on page 7. The Ravid says in the Kasav Sham. Kasav Sham is the Ravid's sefer of his comments on the Baal HaMor. Why is it called the Kasav Sham? Because every paragraph he starts off by quoting the Baal HaMor and then arguing on him. Kasav Sham, it says there, dot, dot, dot. Here it is. Right? And Kasav Sham. And then he'll argue on the Ravid. So, if you look in the Kasav Sham in Chulin, we don't have to get into what the Baal HaMor is talking about there, but the Ravid has a middle approach. The Ravid says that I hold my Iker Adin like Rashi and Tosfos. That only Dagon Tirosh V'Yitzhar. But if you're mafresh any other fruit, it has a chalos shame of Trumas HaMaisos Daraisa. There's no chi of Daraisa by other things, but there is a recognized Daraisa status by other things. V'chutz mizeh, look where it's underlined. Afim nomar she'in chayev min haTorah im kara, even if you want to say they're not chayev, im kara aleim shame, Yesh aleim kedushas truma min haTorah umedamas kishal Torah. It could get the status. Yes, according to the Batara, it has the status. It has the status. The Ravid says you could volunteer to create Shumas and Maestras. You could volunteer. And the Rambam says, no, what are you talking about? All fruit of Daraisa. There's no such thing as volunteering. The Ravid says you could volunteer. And Rashi also says you could volunteer either. suggested Rabbi Sacks, maybe this fits in. If you say hafrasha is a mitzvah, then it makes sense. There could be an idea of volunteering to do a mitzvah. You can't volunteer a matir. The Rambam would never suggest such a thing, because if the hafrasha is decentralized, designified, and therefore the ikar is the mitzvah, that's why it makes no difference. When you do the hafrasha, that could also suggest why he would never suggest volunteering. Masha Enkin, according to the Ravid, you can understand the volunteering idea, because he held before it was a mitzvah, and that's why it makes a difference when you do it, similar to the Ramban, that there's two mitzvahs, hafrasha and nesid. And one final Rambam Ravid. One final Rambam Ravid. Again, just to summarize. So we have the Rambam Ravid in Bikurim. Is there a better or worse time to do a hafrasha? Number two, how many mitzvahs do you count? That's the Rambam Ramban, which we're lining up. Number three, is there an idea of volunteering hafrasha? And finally, number four, the fourth, last point, and that is the Gemara, the beginning of the second parak of Nedarim. The Mishnah tells us there's a rule. Let's say I want to be, say this drink is usher to me. So what if I say, this drink is usher to me like that piece of pig is usher to me? The halacha is, what I just said is meaningless, the drink is mutter to me. The halacha is, I can only be matfis. I can only make something usher if I'm matfis it in a davar hanadur, and not a davar ha'asur. If I want to just say something's usher to me, okay, it's usher to me. I can make an edder about anything. But if I want to say it's usher to me like something else is usher to me, I can only say it's usher like something else that I ushered on myself. By a davar hanadur. But if I say it's usher like something that the Torah usher, this is usher to me like treif is usher to me. That's meaningless. Because you're comparing apples and oranges. The Torah says it's usher and I say it's usher. You can't compare those two things. You can only be matvis bedavar hanadur and not bedavar ha'asur. That's the rule. And that's what the Mishnah says. If you say this is usher to me like an avodah zarah, like pig, treif, shkatzim, or masim, you didn't say anything. It's meaningless. Because that's a davar ha'asur, not a davar hanadur. But look what else is on the list here. If I say it's us, I'm a Yisrael. And if I say it's usher to me like truma, so that's also not a davar hanadur. That's called a davar ha'asur. Why is that? Why is truma called a davar ha'asur? So that's a machlokes between the Rambam and the Ravid. Says the Rambam in source number 9, why is truma not considered something? Why is it, right? Because if no, I created the truma, no? I was mafresh truma. So the Rambam says, Aval ha'omer peros elu alai kechalas aron, that means like chala, o ketruma. So ha'elu mutar, it's mutar. It's a davar ha'asur. It's not a davar ha'nadar. Why? She'ein sham derech lahavi elu b'neder b'nedava. Because you can't volunteer truma. You can't volunteer, it's a chiyah for you to give it. You can't volunteer it in any way, and that's why it's not babinedzer ubinadava, and therefore it is a davar ha'asur, not a davar hanador. What does the Ravid say? The Ravid says, no. Anu regilin lafarish mipnei sha'achala v'atruma l'kohen nechasav hein, ukechulin l'gabi Yisrael. Truma is only usur to you. It's not usur to the next person. It's not usur to the kohen, your neighbor. Nevela and Shreifa and Shkatzim and Ramasim are usher to everybody. Truma? Truma is not usher to everybody. It's mutter to a Kohen. So it's less serious of an Isser. So that's why you can't compare it. Why doesn't the Ravid say what the Rambam says? Because he holds it is Baba Neder Benedava. The Rambam says you can't volunteer. The Ravid says you can volunteer. So he can't give that reason. So it's not as important to us as what the Ravid says as what the Ravid doesn't say. The Ravid cannot suggest it's not Bab Neder B'Nedava, because he just said in the Kos of Sham that it is Bab Neder, you can volunteer. And that is why he says what he says, but the Rambam has no problem. The Rambam has no volunteering, and therefore he says it is Eino Bab Neder U'B'Nedava. One final point for the evening. And that is, everything that we've said up until now has been, we started off trying to explain the two types of hafrasha, and then we got into why would there be a better way, a worse way. But there's one final point that a number point out, and that is, getting back to the original question, what's the reason that one is allowed to eat arai on a drabana level, or one is allowed to eat anything, even keva, before gemar malach and rias panei abayas? So what do we say up till now? Because it's not tevel yet. It's not tevel yet. A chazal asered Achilas Kevah for gzeira reasons. But there's a problem. A, what I asked before. Why would the Rabbanan only answer one type of eating and not the other type? Okay, maybe Mishum Gzeira. But there's another problem with the language of the Gemara. Look back at the Gemara that we had earlier. Let's look back at which Gemara? The Gemara in Brachas Laman Aleph that we had. Beginning of the second section. Beginning of the second section. Is that what I wanted to read? No. With the line that I wanted to read, was it at the beginning? Eina Tevel. Yeah, go back to page one. Go back to the first page, the original first page. So the Rebbe this Gemara said that Doras Harish Achronim. Oh, we're on a lower level because we bring things through the roof, so there's no chiyuv. But look at the language of the Gemara. Right in the middle, again, Derek Kachatir, Derek Hapipos, Kedila Patra Min HaMeiser, Damar Bianai, Ein HaTevel Mischayev B'Meiser, Asher Yireh Pnei HaBayis. Let's translate those words for a second. Tevel is not Chayev in Meiser until it has Gemar Malach and Rias Pnei HaBayis. What should the Gemara say? It's not Tevel yet until it's brought in. The Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara says, Ein HaTevel Mischayev B'meiser, Acha Yira Pnei HaBayis. So if you look at that very closely, maybe there's a totally different understanding of this halacha. And maybe that might explain the machlokas between the Rambam and the Ravid in Bikurim that we had earlier. And who says this halacha? The Rambam himself. The last page of the Pakeh now. The Rambam in Pirush Mishnayos in Trumos says that it's Tevel right away. There's a shame Tevel right away. But you're allowed to eat it. It's not usher to eat yet. What's usher to eat? It's only, oh, what do you, it's Tevel. Let me, it's usher to eat. Read the Rambam. V'chol ha-peros ha-ne'echolin besada o-begina einan chayavin b'maisris. They're not chayavin maisris yet. Why? The Rambam says because it's not Tevel yet. No, the Rambam doesn't say that. It is Tevel. Mipnei shehi achilas arai. Tevel on a Doraisa level is only usher to eat achilas keva. But achilas arai, one is allowed to eat. What is the definition of achilas keva? That's what Meruach and Rias Pnei HaBayis does. Meruach and Rias Pnei HaBayis, what we think up till now. Meruach and Rias Pnei HaBayis gives it a shame tevel. No. Rias Pnei HaBayis allows you to eat it. That creates achilas keva. Everything you eat in the field is called a picnic. Halachically, on a Doraisa level. On a Doraisa level, only after you finish the processing and you bring it through your house, that's when it's called Achilas Keva. This is how Rav Schechter and Rav Sachs explain, maybe they got it from the Rav. That's how they explain, that's this Rambam, the Pirush Mishnayos, gives it away. If you're reading it very closely, and he got it, probably got it from the Gemara that we just read. It's Tevel right away, but you're allowed to eat it. You're only not allowed to eat Tevel on a Doraisa level, Achilas Keva. What's defined as Achilas Keva? Meiruach and Rias Pnei HaBayis. That's Achilas Keva. But everything up till then, you're having a whole meal in your yard. You're having a whole meal there, that's Achilas Arai on a Doraisa level. But now we understand beautifully why the Rabbanan only answered Achilas Keva. You can't have we would translate Achilas Keva, a meal and a snack. Because even on a Doraisa level, that's the chiluk, that's the din by Tevel. On a Doraisa level, it's Tevel right away. You're just not allowed to eat it once you bring it into your house, because now that's called Achilas Keva. Everything up till now on a Doraisa level is Achilas Arai. Until you bring it into your house after it was processed, that's called snacking on it. Once the Rabbanan saw that, that's what the Torah says, you know what, we're going to extend it a little bit. We're going to say even what we call Achilas Keva is going to be Asar on a Rabbanan level. So if I have a whole meal under the tree, that's also going to be Asar Drabbanan. Even on a Daraisa level, that is not Asar.
Is there any other Nafkarina being Tevel in the field?
But it's Mutter, it's Tevel that you're allowed to eat. But according to this, maybe we could get back to the first Rambam Ravid that we started off with. Why does the Rambam say it makes no difference when you do the Hafrasha? Not because according to the Rambam, it doesn't matter whether the Hafrasha is going to prevent or remove. According to the Rambam, they're both removing because it's already Tevel. Yeah. Even if it's removing the Tevel, that's Mutter to eat, but it's still Tevel already.
Well, which is Minuchala, that's why he's bringing down the first time you
the earliest time, exactly. Exactly, by Chala, that's why he says it by Chala. Because it's already Tevel already. It's already Tevel. And therefore you can do it right now. You're right, you're allowed to eat it now until it gets too later. But you can't say, you have to say this pshat if you say that it already has a Shem Tevel. Because what does Miruch HaRiyah Pnei Asbayas do? Either that brings the Shem Tevel, but it's down that way from the language of the Gemara. So this is the other beautiful pshat of the Rambam, that it's Tevel right away. But you need the other things in order to create what Achilas Keva is. And then you understand very well why the Rabbanan bumped it up to say, no, even what we would call Achilas Keva is also Aser Mi de Rabbanan. This is another totally different understanding of why Afrasha would work. So again, tonight we discussed two elements. Number one, Mitzvah versus Matir. That was the first element. How do we look at Afrasha's Truma? Taz, Mogen Avram, Gra, and Rav Shechter's Ha'ara from that Gemara and Brachas. And the second half was more focused on Hafrasha and Shem Tevel. When does the Shem Tevel start? Are there two different types of Hafrashas? Hafrasha preventative, Hafrasha removing, and the Rambam's Chiddush in Pirush Mishnayos and Shrumos relating to that it's a Shem Tevel right away with just the Isser of Achilas Keva, and that's what's defined by Meiruach and Rias Pnei Abayis. Okay, we'll stop here. Hashem, we will continue next time.